For our listeners who may not have had the opportunity to hear TED Radio Hour, how would you describe it to them?
Well, you remember that show Magic School Bus? Or maybe, I don't know, you might not, but if there are parents listening or kids listening, they will know that show. And it was a show about a classroom and this magical teacher, and she would have the kids go on a school bus, and then it would shrink down, and they would go on these journeys, like through the human body, and they would see all these crazy things. It's a little bit like the TED Radio Hour, where we all get into a bus and go, you know, like on these journeys through ideas. And it's a journey through an idea with a narrative arc, right? So there's stories, there's music, there are like little kind of rabbit holes we go down into, and then little like sort of like portholes that we look through, and then we end up at this place where it's not like, ah, I get it, I've all of a sudden I know what to think, but it's more like, wow, that was an incredible journey, and now I have a lot of different things to kind of ponder. That's more or less what the show is about.
Have there been any issues, subjects that have presented unique challenges? I mean, translating it to the radio.
Yeah, we did a show about the human brain. And now, it's a great topic. You know, it's an amazing topic to do. But I am not a science person by nature. I mean, I've been covering science as the host of the show now for 2.5 years. But science is not where I come from. And the thing about it is, if I understand a scientific concept, I'm pretty sure I can explain it to somebody else. And it takes a long time for me to understand it, right? So I'm like my own guinea pig, because if I can understand it, then I think anybody can. And that show was complex because, you know, we're talking about very, very detailed scientific, you know, scientific work on the human brain, on neurotransmitters and fMRI and, you know, and neurons and how they work and connect and measurements of the brain. And, you know, we go through this, right? We go through these very technical things and trying to make it, we don't ever want to dumb something down. We want to make it interesting and accessible. We want it to be something that both a neuroscientist and a non-practitioner would love to hear. And then we decided to do something very tricky with the show, which is to end it on the topic of consciousness, which is very controversial in the science world because there is no hard science behind consciousness. You know, it's a very difficult question. Who are we? Who am I? Why is the movie in my head different from the movie in your head? What is driving that? What's the engine behind that? Are we just a series of neurons and electrical pulses that make me say the things I'm saying to you and think the things I'm saying? I mean, it could be, but it's a big mystery. And that show to me was so satisfying. One of my favorite shows, actually, because we really had to go very, very, very deep in order to kind of surface and then explain what we found.
I would imagine, given your career in journalism and your 2.5 years on TED Radio Hour, that you've run into many such subjects. Would you say that would be the one that's the show that's left you gobsmacked?
I love that episode. I mean, I loved that episode. You know, we've done a lot of shows that our team, I'm working with an amazing group of producers who have left me gobsmacked with the things that they have done and what they have, how they have thought about the show creatively. We did a show called What is Original last year, and it was all about this idea that nothing is original. You know, everything we do is built on the back of something that came before it, right? Nothing is new under the sun. We know that from the Bible. And we went through a song, which is the most sampled song of all time. It appears in 300 other songs. And we just went through it, you know, in this really beautiful way that is just unbelievable. It just runs the gamut. You can't imagine how deep this song penetrates into our culture. And so it's things like that that just leave me, you know, with a sense of wonder. I mean, look, there are things about the show and the topics we deal with that I haven't thought about since I was a kid, you know, like just looking up at the stars. And now, of course, I think about it differently. You know, I look up at the stars and I think, my God, you're looking at the past in real time. We can do that every single night. The stars are visible. We can look up at the past right in front of our eyes. That light that's reaching us happened, you know, in some cases, thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago, millions of years ago. And we get to see that every night. It's incredible.
Well, let me jump tracks real quick here. TED itself has been around since 84. The talks are a phenomenon. The YouTube channel has well over 3 million subscribers, and here comes TED Radio Hour. It's been very successful on its own with a global reach. Now, I have to know, what's the secret behind that success?
Man, you know, I think the secret, Todd, is that people are hungry for ideas. You know, we're living in a really complex time. You know, you open the papers, you turn on the radio, and there's ISIS, there's terrorism, there's, you know, conflict in Washington and gridlock and, you know, brutality and murder. It's just sad. It's depressing, you know, and I think people want hope. They want, and it's not false hope. It's a sense that there are bigger things than these immediate things that are happening right in front of us. There are huge things that connect us as a species, you know, like a species of primates, right? You know, the idea that we all, whether you are in, you know, sub-Saharan Africa or in London, we all experience happiness and compassion, and we have the capacity to be creative, and we love. I mean, we are human beings, right? And so there are all these things that connect us, and I think that's really the secret ingredient. It's that it's a show about ideas. It's a show about ourselves. It's a show about the human experience, and it's a show that we can all kind of gather around in that sense and take something away from it in a different way for all of us, I hope.
Well, what are some of these ideas that this new season is going to look towards?
Well, you probably experienced this idea that numbers is something you should avoid, right? And so we're doing on the radio, right? Just don't talk about numbers on the radio. We are actually doing a whole show about numbers, okay, which sounds boring. I know I'm not a numbers person, and, like, I was terrible in math. My parents made me go take, you know, calculus. I hated it. But this show really talks about how numbers really shape our world, how whether, you know, the price you pay for an airline ticket or what you pay for something on Amazon or the way you drive to work or, you know, the movie that Netflix picks for you or the way gas is delivered to your home, it's all governed by numbers and algorithms, and they're getting more and more complex every single day, every single month and year. And we're getting to the point now where we can create the sort of the core of what becomes these very complex algorithms that can solve huge problems or that can, you know, do huge things like invest money for, you know, for banks. We don't actually know how they work anymore. They're so sophisticated. The processing power of computers has become so powerful that all we can do is just watch them solve problems. We just don't know how. There's a danger to that, of course, which we will also explore in that episode. So that's coming up in the season. We also have a great show about play, about this idea that adults kind of lose the capacity to be imaginative and playful. And the question isn't just why, but what the consequences of that could be. You know, we focus on food, we focus on exercise and sleep, but increasingly, you know, scientists are thinking maybe we need to also focus on play and just doing things without a point, without a purpose, because we know that that actually has a huge beneficial impact on our overall well-being.
I think that's an idea that a lot of people, myself included, can get behind. Well, let me ask one last question. This is a very innovative program. Where does it go from here? How do you push the boat out even farther than you have?
You know, I think really it's an evolution, right? So we started the show, and it was the whole point of the show is to experiment, not just with the themes, but also with how we present the ideas, and not just with how we present the ideas, but with the production. So, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, it's the people we talk to, it's how we use sound, it's how we kind of put those ideas forward, and how we use music and the kinds of music we use, and whether we take the show out of the radio and onto a stage. I mean, there's so many possibilities that I can't even begin to imagine, you know, where we'll end up. But we will. I mean, when we, you know, it's like a never ending journey, right? There's no destination with the show. We are just going to keep going and keep kind of evolving and just sort of feeling our way through the dark, and hopefully gets better and better.
Well, wherever it ends up, I'm looking forward to getting there. Thank you very much for giving us some time to talk about it.
Thank you, Todd.